Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. The following is an article from May 19th, 2025, from the Smithsonian Magazine. The article is titled, Capuchin Monkeys Caught on Camera Abducting Baby Howler Monkeys in a Strange Tradition Seen for the First Time. The author of this article was Lillian Ali. My name is Yash Parikh, and I will be reading the article for you today. Scientists on Panama's Jicaron Island were mystified by photos and videos of young male capuchins carrying howler monkeys on their backs for days at a time. The article opens with a photo of a small howler monkey being held by the capuchin monkey. The howler monkey infant, only a few days old, clings to a sub-adult white-faced capuchin monkey as it uses tools. In June 2022, while watching footage from an island off of the western Pacific coast of Panama, researchers spotted a strange wildlife behavior they'd never seen before. A young, male capuchin monkey walked past the camera with a baby howler monkey clinging to its back. "What am I looking at here?" Meg Crowfort, an ecologist at Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior and one of the researchers observing these capuchin, tells Smithsonian Magazine. This was about the first time she saw the footage. "It's so weird." As they played back more of the recorded videos, the scientists realized they were observing a new social tradition among young male capuchins, abducting baby howler monkeys. The kidnapped howlers were all less than 4 weeks old, and in some videos taken by the research team, adult howler monkeys can be seen or heard calling out for their missing babies. While the male capuchins did not directly hurt the babies, they could not provide milk to them, and several howlers died of malnourishment. The research team reports in a study published today in the journal Current Biology. The research started on Panama's Jicaron Island in 2017, when scientists obtained enough funding to set up a project there. They placed camera traps, which took photos or videos when they detected motion, and discovered the island's white-faced capuchin monkeys regularly use stone tools. That marked the first known population of tool-using capuchins. But after several years of monitoring the monkeys, Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior researcher Zoe Goldsborough observed the new behavior from the group, spotting the first instance of a young male capuchin carrying around a baby howler monkey. "This has never been observed anywhere else, not on this island or in any other populations of capuchin monkeys," Goldsborough says in a statement from the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior, which, along with Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, funded the research. Because the researchers used motion-sensing cameras, they could easily jump back and forth in time to look for new sightings and retroactively check if they missed old ones. They traced the first instances of this behavior to one monkey, who they nicknamed Joker, initially seen carrying a howler infant in January 2022. But at the start, Joker's antics did not seem to catch on. 5 months after the first sighting, however, researchers saw even more capuchins seemingly copying Joker and carrying howlers. Over 15 months of footage, they observed 11 infant howlers carried by young capuchins, each for up to 9 days at a time. While Joker paid more attention to the babies that he carries and was generally more interactive, the capuchins that later adopted the behaviors really don't interact with the babies, says Crowfort, who along with Goldsborough is also a research associate at STRI. Researchers do not know how the capuchins got the howlers in the first place. Howler monkeys primarily live in trees, so Crowfort assumes that is where the capuchins found them. Why capuchins appear to be abducting baby howlers is still unclear, but the team examined multiple possibilities. Since howlers and capuchins have different diets, the researchers ruled out competition for food. They also did not see the carrier capuchins getting positive social attention from their peers, though sometimes one capuchin would lose interest in the howler he was carrying and drop it for another capuchin to scoop up. The team's suggestion? Boredom. Life on Jicaron Island has few competitors and no predators for the capuchin monkeys. This low stress and potentially understimulating environment might lead the monkeys to create new behaviors, the researchers say. Capuchins appear to carry howler infants solely for the carrying's sake. Susan Perry, a primatologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, who has studied social behaviors among capuchins and was not affiliated with this research, suggests that the carrying behavior stems from how capuchin males sometimes alloparent other capuchin infants, or take care of babies that are not their own offspring. Male Capuchins frequently steal Capuchin infants, Perry writes in an email to Smithsonian Magazine. I think this is because they are trying to develop relationships with infants that are going to be their sidekicks or henchmen when they immigrate. Georgia State University primatologist Sarah Brosnan, who is also unaffiliated with the research, compares the behavior to the use of a toy, especially because it was primarily observed among juvenile and immature Capuchins. These are juveniles, Brosnan says. I do not think that they are grabbing howler monkeys because they are kidnapping. I think they're grabbing it because it is interesting and an engaging toy. It makes noise, it moves. This isn't the first time a hard-to-explain social tradition has been recorded in Capuchin monkeys. More than 20 years ago, Perry observed Capuchin groups demonstrating social behaviors like hand sniffing, when one Capuchin sticks a finger up another's nose for several minutes, and turn-taking games, such as when monkeys try to retrieve objects hidden in each other's mouths. It suggests that Capuchins are really, really interested in the social traditions, really, really strongly socially motivated, and easily develop these social traditions, Brosnan adds. To Crowfoot, the findings show that humans are not alone in having arbitrary social traditions, born from boredom-fueled innovation. Just as humans tend to compare our species to other primates in positive terms, such as with tool use and intelligence, our primate relatives can share hard-to-explain social dynamics that might harm other species as well. I think that's a really interesting, important thing for understanding ourselves, even if it also has kind of this grim side to it, Crowfoot says. Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items run on AirsLA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted.